Thank you very much. My name is Maria Ristovska. I'm the director of the Center for Research and Policymaking and the regional director of the Gender Budget Watchdog Network. As the representative of the ECA Beijing 30 Plus Civil Society Steering Committee, I would like to draw your attention that the Europe and Central Asia region shows broad intra-regional disparities in economic participation parity and least improvement from all other areas measured by the World Economic Forum Gender Gap Index. The Gender Equality Index of the EU also shows weakest performance in the domain of money. Underlying causes of gender inequality in economic participation parity are diverse and often interlinked. Motherhood and unequal distribution of unpaid childcare between women and men make it harder for women to commit more time to paid work. Men, when active on the labor market, women face discrimination and horizontal and vertical segregation of jobs that are available to them. This creates a significant gender pay gap. For women entrepreneurs, access to financial resources remains to be challenged by gender stereotypes in lending. This is something we did not talk about today on this panel. Women SMEs market segment is left unnoticed by the financial institutions as they continue not gathering sex disaggregated data and analyzing it as a business opportunity. We need more specific financial products to improve outcomes for women entrepreneurs and gender responsive budgeting for improved financial support measures for women entrepreneurship. As many other regions, our region, Europe and Central Asia, is torn by war. Me coming from the Western Balkans region, marked by complex history of conflict, transition, and economic instability, I can attest that when women have access to economic opportunities, they are better positioned to contribute to dialogue, decision-making, and post-conflict recovery efforts. Countries where women are economically independent are more peaceful and resilient. Therefore, the Beijing Platform 30 Plus must accelerate women's economic empowerment, as this is the path to peaceful, just, and inclusive societies.